Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. In the music room, Frankie sits at a piano. Her fingers play the keys as bright light streams in the windows. From behind, a hand slides gently onto her lower back.
Is this right?
Yeah. You're a natural, Mozart. Okay, now take this hand and place it here.
Jonah places his hands over hers.
This?
Yeah, it's perfect.
As they sit side by side on the piano bench, their lips meet. They become more passionate, and Jonah lifts Frankie onto the piano.
This is crazy. Is this crazy? Mm. This seems crazy.
Was it crazy the last time we kissed?
I don't know anything about you.
What you don't know can't hurt you.
Sorry, what?
I said wake up, dummy.
Frankie lies in bed.
Oh my...
Finally. Sleep like the dead.
Get out of my room!
Hunter disappears from over her, but pauses by her bed.
Just one question. Who's Jonah?
Hunter grins, and Frankie grimaces as she rolls over on her pillow. Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, I know I can make it through. Words appear, hashtag since we be in honest. Starring Amanda Arcuri, Amir Bagheria, Chelsea Clark, Raya Downs, Nikki Gold, Ricardo Hoyos. In his living room, Miles lies on the couch.
It's like there's this hole in my head, and nothing fills it except... Will I ever stop missing them?
A man in a button-up sits across from him.
The pills.
The feeling of pills. Like, I can, like, handle anything.
Getting better is gonna take time. It's a mountain, but not one you climb in a day. First step is to occupy your mind.
Your advice is to get a hobby?
And your friends? Someone you trust?
Miles fiddles with a red ball.
Well, I guess there's Esme.
The girl that got you hooked in the first place must be someone else you can trust.
The man leans forward, a notebook in his lap. Zig walks into a classroom where Maya and Grace lean on desks.
I think I just have to forget it ever happened.
And let that jerk get away with it?
Hey!
Don't speak up on me.
I'm sorry, that's my fault.
No, I'm just jumpy. Since the swatting.
Any update from the cops?
The call was made from a burner phone.
Honestly, you're the only reason that I've gotten through this.
I'm just doing what any good boyfriend would do.
Grace rolls her eyes.
Which reminds me.
Roots?
You deserve a night out.
I've been dying to see them.
Tickets in hand, Maya looks at her phone, then passes it to Zig.
They haven't stopped? At Maya Matlin, I will put you 6 feet under, you stupid C-word. At Maya Matlin, I'm gonna beat you with a sack of quarters, hashtag right behind you. What is wrong with people?
I'm worried they're gonna attack me for real this time.
No, I would never let that happen.
That's sweet, but you're not with me every minute of the day.
Well, at least I'm by your side now.
Grace steps over.
I'm sitting here today.
Zig looks at her.
And I'm always Maya's partner.
Yeah, her loyal partner.
Don't worry, I'll survive without you for a period.
Maya hands the tickets back to him. Zig and Grace eye each other as he takes a seat elsewhere. In a lounge area, Frankie works on her laptop while Shay and Lola have textbooks open. Frankie searches for Jonah on social media. No results.
What's my name? Oh, ciao, Shay.
She does an internet search.
Right, okay, Frankie, you're up.
Frankie opens her own social media page and types Jonah into a box.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. It's just dreams. They don't mean anything, right?
Dreams mean everything.
What were you doing in it?
Kissing a person.
Okay, this is already way better than your goat dreams.
Once. I dreamt about goats once.
Are you saying you don't like them anymore?
I love them. They're just so darn adorable.
So, who are you dream kissing?
Was it Winston?
It
totally was. You guys are so cute together.
Are we, though?
You're like my third fave ship after me and Tiny and Kimmy and Kanye.
Yeah, you and Winston are really great together. He's sweet, thoughtful.
I guess. I think your brain is trying to tell you that. You really like him.
Can we just focus on our exam, please?
You're the one dreaming about Winston.
Frankie picks up her things and stands.
I'm gonna go study somewhere. My boy crazy friends can't distract me.
Frankie leaves.
I can't believe she calls you boy crazy.
Shay looks off, then goes back to studying. In a classroom, Tristan sits at a desk. Miles comes in holding two to-go cups of coffee.
Got you something.
Don't flirt with me, Miles.
I'm not. I'm bartering.
Yeah, and what must I do for this caffeinated elixir?
Can I help with the snowball?
The snowball is the shining jewel atop the crown of my presidency. I only have room for the most reliable help.
Well, reliable is my mom's maiden name, so I'm at least half reliable.
Yeah, you're not gonna run off with a certain female.
I'm on a strict no as my diet.
You don't mind doing grunt work?
It depends on the kind of grunting.
What did I say about flirting?
Okay.
There are boxes of snow machine equipment all over the council office. They need organizing and stacking.
Seriously, Tris, thanks.
Miles takes a seat. He looks up to see Esme enter the class. Her hair is disheveled, and she pulls her sleeves over her bandaged wrists.
We've got lots to review, so you can ace your exams. Let's get started.
Miles looks forward somberly. Esme sits directly in front of him. In the hall, Zig sits against lockers while he works on his laptop. Tiny comes over and sits beside him.
Yo. Hey, do you know anything about tracking down a troll's IP address from an application program interface?
I know how to Google.
I'm gonna track down where my hate messages are coming from.
Any luck?
Zig closes his laptop.
I'll take that as a no. Why don't you just ask Grace?
Because she hates me.
Since when? Oh, man. What'd you do?
Okay, look, this is gonna sound bad. Because it is, but I hooked up with Zoe.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
And Grace knows?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. She hasn't told Maya.
Are you gonna?
I can't.
No argument there. If she ever finds out, she'll dump your butt.
I just wish I could do something to help Maya feel better, you know? She doesn't deserve this crap.
I'm gonna beat you with a sack of quarters, you cockroach. Actually, though, you're not gonna-
Zig stares after Hunter and Boz as they walk by.
What?
That sack of quarters thing. A troll at replied that to Maya this morning.
Why would I camp? I'm not a noob. Only noobs camp. Disagree.
Zig chases after them. He turns a corner, but Hunter and Boz are nowhere to be found in the crowded hallway. Tiny sticks close by Zig.
You think that stream being's trolling her? I don't know. Feels like a stretch. All those nerds talk that way.
Yeah, maybe. But if it's him, he won't know what hit him.
Miles and Tristan stand at the end of class.
There isn't much to move, but it's a two-man job. And then we'll grab lunch.
Yeah, I have to do something first. Esme. Esme, wait.
Leave me alone.
He follows her into the hall and grabs her arm.
What did you do?
You wanted me out of your life.
You hurt yourself because of me?
I get a bit crazy when I'm alone with my thoughts.
I shouldn't have ditched you.
You wanted to get better.
She puts her arms around him.
I miss you. Everything was easier when we were together.
Miles wraps his arm around her shoulder and leans his head into hers. Esme pulls away, her face clenched.
Why don't we grab some lunch?
Don't you have somewhere to be?
They look over at Tristan, who talks to a girl in the hall. Miles turns back to Esme.
No.
Frankie sits against lockers. Lola and Shay run, then slide on their knees up to her side.
San, si, wu, liu.
You had a sexy dream about Jonah?
What? No.
You posted his name on your face range.
What? No. Oh, do you think he saw it?
He has, like, no social media.
Good.
Not good. You know who doesn't have social media?
People with secrets.
You're overreacting. He just doesn't like living online, probably.
What if he makes you start smoking?
Jonah doesn't smoke.
How would you know?
Because he doesn't taste like a smoker, Shay.
Their eyes go wide and Lola's jaw drops.
Tell me it was just a dream.
You kissed him for real?
Why didn't you tell us?
It was because you know he's bad for you.
No, that's not it at all.
Then are you dating?
I don't think so.
He hasn't DM'd you?
It's only been a couple days.
Days?
So he used your lips and then just threw you away.
You can't become one of Jonah's girls.
He has girls?
Shay nods.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure.
In the bathroom, Boz watches Hunter type on a phone.
Add hashtag just saying.
Zig storms in. He pushes Boz and slams Hunter against the stalls. Zig takes his phone.
Hey, that's mine!
At Maya Matlin, you deserve all those death threats. Hashtag just saying.
Give it back!
I knew it.
Stop trolling Maya!
That dumb feminist kills gamer club and gets to go on with her happy life? Oh no, she deserves all of this.
Zig punches him.
Hey!
A teacher pulls Zig off.
Enough! I said enough! Let's go.
The teacher pushes Zig out of the bathroom. Hunter stares after him, blood on his nose and mouth. In the school foyer, Tristan sees Miles come down the stairs with his arm around Esme. Miles sees Tristan, then looks away.
Hey, do you want to save us a seat? I'll go grab us some food.
Esme walks to the side, and Miles faces Tristan.
So much for staying away from Esme.
This isn't like that.
It took you a whole 5 minutes to screw up.
She tried to kill herself. She did it because of me.
Miles, just
everything I touch gets ruined. And if anything had happened to her, I just can't let her be another victim.
Both Tristan and Miles look over at Esme, who gives them a small wave.
Esme was there for me when I was at my worst.
She made you the worst.
She needs my help.
You're right. She does need help. But from you or a doctor.
Tristan walks past Miles, who looks toward Esme, staring at the floor. Outside an office, Zig and Hunter sit on a row of chairs. Hunter pulls a bloody tissue away from his nose.
You realize you're getting suspended.
And you'll never troll Maya again. Totally worth it.
I'm not gonna stop.
Zig turns to him, his forehead creased.
What are you so happy about?
You still have my phone? Password's 4444.
Zig reaches into his pocket and takes out the phone.
Last video. Watch it.
Zig types the password, then goes to videos and sees the footage of him kissing Zoe in the woods.
Are you sure?
This is you and Zoe.
Yes.
She should know better than to store that stuff on her cloud.
Zig watches the video of Zoe sitting on top of him as they make out.
You can't show this to Maya.
Can't I?
She doesn't deserve this.
You should have thought of that before you cheated on her.
Please, I'm begging you.
Here's what's gonna happen. You're not gonna tell Simpson or anyone else.
Maya never sees the video.
Everyone wins.
Except her.
Do we have a deal?
Zig stares at Hunter. In the music room, Jonah plays the piano and Frankie comes in behind him.
Hey, you.
He turns to face her and smiles.
I wonder when I'd see you again.
Could you step away from that piano?
With a quick glance back at the piano, Jonah stands up. He steps close to Frankie.
How's this?
She stares, then steps around him.
Have you been with many girls?
Like in the same room? Or...
How many girls have you hooked up with?
How many girls have you hooked up with?
Well, none. Why are you dodging?
He looks down.
Frankie.
He walks over to stand close to her.
Look, you are the only one for me. There are no other girls.
Frankie gazes into his eyes.
Is that what you want?
I just want to know if you're a good person.
Oh, well, if I wasn't, it'd be the last thing I'd admit.
I can't date someone who keeps secrets from me.
Okay, since when are we dating?
So you just go around kissing girls like some sort of serial kisser?
Okay, you kissed me.
You didn't not kiss back.
Okay, was I supposed to buy you roses or...
Yeah, or you could have called or texted or seen me in the halls and said, hey, person I kissed like a regular human.
He looks away.
What, no comeback? Figures.
Frankie moves toward the door, then turns back.
Wasted enough time on you anyway. I've got an exam to cram for.
Outside at a picnic table, Miles and Esme sit among other groups of students. He stares at her bandaged wrists as she reads Hamlet. Their eyes meet, and she smiles at him.
How are you feeling?
I'm kind of stressed about this exam, to be honest. What was Hamlet's deal?
You know, my therapist's actually not the worst.
Congratulations.
She looks back at her book.
Well, do you want to meet him? Maybe he can help you.
I already spoke to my shrink.
He let you come to school?
He said I wasn't at risk of further self-harm.
Miles eyes her, then looks off to the side, blinking rapidly.
Aren't suicide survivors kept for psych assessment for 72 hours?
The 72-hour rule is a common misconception perpetuated by the mainstream media.
Miles stares at Esme, his brow creased. She glances away.
Let go! Let go of me! Let go! Let go!
He moves her wrist bandage, revealing no wound. She hurries away.
You faked a suicide attempt?
I had to! You were ignoring me!
I can't believe I let Tristan down for this.
Why are you always trying to live up to his impossible expectations?
Stay away from me, okay?
Please, I don't have anyone else!
He turns to her, his face set.
You're the only one who ever let me feel normal. Like, there wasn't something that needed to be therapied out of me.
Don't make this harder. I'm trying to change.
You don't need to change for me! Doesn't it feel like everyone wants us to be someone we're not?
Miles shakes his head.
Sometimes.
There's nothing wrong with us.
What are you saying?
Huh? We should run away.
Miles stares hard at her, unblinking. At school, Grace and Maya sit across from Zig at a table. Grace rubs Maya's shoulder.
Hunter and I had a disagreement, and I lost my temper.
About?
Call of Duty.
You got a 3-day suspension over a video game.
Well, I really wish you hadn't, Zig, because the trolls are...
They haven't stopped?
If anything, they've doubled down.
You being here was the only thing that made me feel safe. What if something happens at school?
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry you can't control your temper.
Maya leaves. Grace goes to follow her, but Zig stands in her way.
I need your help.
I'd rather spoon out my eyes.
Hunter is the troll.
So that's why you hamburgered his face. Why didn't you tell Simpson?
He's got some dirt on me.
The video of you and Zoe. You're letting that twerp torment Maya because you're a disgusting horn dog.
Well, just until you hack him and get the video back.
Even if I did, Hunter's smart enough to have offline copies. You have to turn him in.
He's gonna release the video. I can't put Maya through more crap.
Did you see her just now? That girl is having a perpetual meltdown.
And if she finds out about Zoe, it's gonna be worse.
Grace blinks hard.
Who are you really worried about, Maya or yourself?
She strides off, leaving Zig alone. Frankie stands in Mandarin class.
Wo cui shi huan Luis.
Excellent. I can tell you studied. Okay, one more question.
The teacher goes to the door.
But I already did my 10 questions.
This one's a bonus.
She opens it, revealing a little white goat standing in the hall.
Oh my gosh.
Frankie hurries over to it. The goat wears a pink heart around its neck with writing on it.
Snowball?
Winston crouches behind the goat.
You know, goats are your favorite animal.
She turns to Shay and Lola.
You guys were in on this?
So what do you say, Franks? Go snowball with me?
Winston, dressed in a plaid shirt, overalls, and a cowboy hat, smiles at her.
How can you say no to a goat?
Frankie pets the goat with a big grin on her face. Zig and Maya enter her bedroom.
Do you want some tea? It's a fancy one my mom bought me to help me de-stress.
No thanks.
Zig stops and stares at the floor. Maya turns to him.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry? For what?
For guilting you over your suspension. I know it's not your job to make me feel better. You've been the perfect boyfriend. I've been such a mess. I haven't even been a decent girlfriend.
You're not the bad guy here. I know who the trolls are. It's that nerd Hunter and his friends. I saw them.
You did?
That's what the fight was about.
Why didn't you tell me? Never mind. I have to tell my mom.
Maya paces out slowly and Zig stares after her. Miles walks into his living room, where his mom sits on the couch with her laptop.
Mom, can I talk to you?
Does it have to be right now?
I almost did drugs today.
She looks up at him.
What do you mean, almost?
Well, I really, really wanted to.
Miles, did you relapse?
No.
Okay.
She sets her laptop down, then stands close to her son.
Today was supposed to be a normal, easy day. I couldn't handle it.
But you did.
She reaches up and pulls him into a hug.
Barely. What happens if next time I don't? I want to change, but I don't think I can.
You need a fresh start.
How is that even possible?
We'll figure something out. You made it through today, and I'm proud.
She holds both of his hands and kisses them. Maya comes back into her room and sits next to Zig.
My mom's on the phone with the cops. Thank you so much. Zig, you are my hero.
I am not that special.
Are you kidding? You're the best. I mean, thanks to you, we can finally get our lives back. We can go to that concert. We can do other stuff.
Zig doesn't smile and looks down.
I know. I can't believe it's over either, but it is. Thanks to you.
Seriously, stop saying that.
The smile fades from her face.
What's wrong?
There's something else I need to tell you.
You're scaring me.
Zig turns to face Maya and takes her hands in his.
Me and Zoe fooled around. It was when you and Jonah were in New York. And it was a stupid mistake and it meant nothing. And I hate myself for doing it.
She stares at him, her lips parted, then pulls her hands away.
Say something.
I think you should go.
You should probably talk.
Please, just go.
Maya looks away as her eyes turn glassy. His gaze falls from Maya's face. Zig gets up and exits, leaving Maya on her bed with tears in her eyes. Cut to black. Opening credits continue. Aaron Kassam, Andre Kim, Lyle Latow, Spencer McPherson, Eric Osborne, Olivia Scriven, Sarah Waysglass, Richard Walters.
Up next.
Written by
sorry,
Alejandro
not sorry.
Alcoba,
Miles breaks some news to Tristan. Maya confronts Zoe Diarasis. Frankie chooses between her two
no
suitors. Hunter goes off the deep end.
Person. The name and Mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated.